RockAndRollRadio.com.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history, and you are listening to WTR.
Thank you so much for having magical rock plus time shows with your host, Super Silly Mandel Rockazar. Weird voice from America Missing. Also, it may be including cast of characters, Crazy Kid Loving Jackie Bass, Grumpy Farmer Skin Color Allergic Spark Person, and many of our happy fun time peoples. Most enjoyment of rock begins. Now!
Welcome to the WTR post show here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wait, never mind, hold on 1 second. And now, welcome. No, hold on. I think we can go now.
Ah, you know what,
and welcome everyone to WTR Post Show live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Sorokin, joined this week by the one, the only, Tim Stein.
Hola, amigo.
We're doing this show. Because...
Just hang on. Listen. Okay, go.
You sure I can go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can go now.
It's all good. Go ahead. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right.
Okay, wait a second. I got the best promo in the world for you. You ready?
Okay.
Listen. Okay, go.
Hashtag best promo ever.
Ah, man, I don't understand some people. You know what I'm saying? Jackie Feist posting in the chat room, Jericho made a fool out of everyone in Memphis. No, he made a fool out of 95% of the people tuned in around the world. Live. Plus those who are going to be watching it on Memorex later on.
Mace.
The Mace thing. He wants to rant, but he doesn't know what to rant about until he sees what's going on. Know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Thank you very much for listening to what I'm saying. Everybody, yeah, it's the post-draw happy hour, I guess, whatever it is the hell you're calling it, Rock.
I don't have a name for it, just the Raw Post Show.
Okay, the Raw Post Show thing.
Yeah,
I want people calling in tonight, really. Jackie, you gotta get on the I was gonna say on the blower, but that might come across the wrong way. And shit like that, but. You get the idea. I mean, shit, I want to hear from people who love this, what happened with Chris Jericho showing up, and people who are totally pissed off by it, too. And there's a lot of each group, you know what I mean? You're not too fussed with the whole thing, are you, Rock?
I'm in the middle. I understood what he was doing, but at the same time, I was expecting more.
I don't know how you were expecting more.
It just seemed anticlimactic. The whole
in what? Yeah, but in what way was that anticlimactic? Seriously.
Because they built it up to something and you saw, okay, he came out big, big, cheering babyface, yay. And then walks out, you know.
And people are booing.
And start to boo, but I know the whole thing. We're supposed to see where it goes, and I get that. It's just...
Yeah. So, well, let me ask you, what are you going to do next week when Raw comes on TV because of what Jericho's done?
Everyone's going to tune in and see what Jericho does. I get that. You just, for the start of it, you just wanted to see something more. I don't know. Just wanted a little bit something more.
Well, yeah, of course you want to see something more. That's the whole idea. And my point is, and you know, I'm speaking as somebody who actually promotes an indie pro wrestling show, right?
Right. Yeah.
Always leave, you know, and this is number one with Vince McMahon. If that guy was to ever write a book, Vince McMahon is nothing more than the world's most successful carny, okay? Always leave them wanting more. Give them what will bring them back. Don't give them everything. Because if you give them everything, you've got nothing left to bring them back. You understand? I know you understand that.
I understand that point.
I bet you even Jackie Feist would understand that.
You might have to say the point again because, you know, maybe she didn't hear you the first time.
Okay.
That's cold.
How is that cold, Jackie Feist?
Even Jackie Feist can understand that. Was Kane involved? No, then no, I probably wouldn't understand it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay. So what,
no,
honestly...
That was pure genius on the part of Chris Jericho. There's always an assumption that whenever a superstar comes back, that they're, I don't know, and maybe it's just me, but there's always an assumption that when they come back, they're going to be faced. Like, they're going to be so happy to see everyone. I mean, he knew that we were excited to see him. We were tracking him down all over the place this morning.
Well,
he came out and just made a fool of us.
Yeah, exactly, Jackie. It's not the assumption. It's a fact. When you're gone for as long as you're gone, and you've been one of the top names for as long as Chris Jericho has been one of the top names in WWE, for every run, every incarnation he has done since he came out and interrupted The Rock's promo.
Yeah, that was epic. Best WWE debut ever. I still remember that to this day.
Let me ask you, Jackie, if you remember last night on Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. By the way, if there are people listening for the first time, thank you very much for coming and tuning in. I do believe there may be one or two of you that I tweeted to come and listen to us, and thank you very much for putting up with my spam and coming and checking us out. We want you all to call in. The phone number to call in is 267-297-1397. Or if you have Skype, all you have to do is Skype Sir Rockin'. We'll bring you on. You can give us your shot. We want to hear from you. But anyway, Jackie, let's go back to what I was talking about last night. I was making allusions to certain things that were happening here in Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see Lance Storm tweet on Twitter tonight?
No,
after
I didn't.
After Jericho showed up.
No, I don't follow Lance Storm. I should, but I don't to this point.
Okay, well, I showed Rock. Rock, you saw the tweet.
I did see the tweet.
Yeah, now that he's made his appearance, I can confirm that he's been in Calgary working off Ring Rust, and we even had a 17-minute match. What did I tell you? When was that? Friday, Rock?
During the UFC fights, Tim Stein told me, and we told Mason Allen, that one Chris Jericho was up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Dramatic pause,
Alberta, Canada, training at the Storm Wrestling Academy.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one of the benefits of living in the Mecca for professional wrestling. You get to find out things that you've been, I don't want to say I was sworn to keep my mouth shut. It's just like Lance Storm. I know when to do so. But, Jackie, reading Twitter after Jericho debuted, of course, Jericho trending worldwide on Twitter there for the longest time.
He had
the top three spots, and he's still trending worldwide, right, Rock?
Last I checked, about 10 minutes ago, he was still trending on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely amazing there. But I've been reading all of this stuff that people are tweeting, and it's completely divided. Half the people think it was absolutely awesome. Half the people are thinking that it was a real letdown. I personally think it was awesome. It was the best heel turn I have ever seen, Jackie.
I think I tweeted this, I don't know if you guys saw it, but we were talking, I don't know if Tim was there, but I think Rock was there. This was on my show, I'm sorry. We were talking about how, you know, a lot of fans, especially the quote-unquote internet fans, will bitch and moan about lack of any kind of development, lack of any kind of story progression. So here we have Jericho comes out and leaves us with a cliffhanger, and people are complaining.
And you know, people it's like are bitching and whining. And,
yeah, you can't have it both ways. And personally, I mean, as someone who enjoys a long, drawn-out story that actually, you know, makes sense and has continuity, am I disappointed that he came out and did what he did? No, I thought it was genius.
It was absolutely total genius. And I'll guarantee goddamn to you, he went to Vince and creative and said, hey, look, I got the best thing to do. You guys are going to like... But I know Jericho. I know him. And I can hear him pitch this. I mean, it's almost like I'm reading a book written by Jericho about going back to the WWE. And I'm reading, you know, and it's almost like I'm reading how he's got this plan and he knows he's going to have the crowd eating out of his hands. Those of you listening who thought, meh, he had you eating out of his hands without saying a goddamn thing.
Dude, he had that crowd. You know, it's a cliche, but it literally in the palm of his hand. I mean, he look at the way he was directing the left side and the right side of the room. Just yeah. He had them exactly where he wanted them, and then he just dropped them. That's something to learn about. That's like Andy Kaufman level awesome right there.
Oh yeah, no, that was absolutely absolutely totally great. But I have to find out where who his tailor is.
Oh God. The minute I saw, there was no doubt in my mind that it was Jericho as soon as I saw that jacket.
Well,
no one else.
Kind of hard to figure out it was, you know, not going to be Undertaker wearing a jacket like that.
Right.
I don't think it would have been the Undertaker with that type of, you know, blinged out jacket. You know, he's not bedazzled as the Undertaker. So that would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
That would be kind of very weird.
Yes.
You know, I'm just wondering how many people, aside from our little circle, our group of 30 plus, had no idea it was going to be Y2J.
You could tell in the crowd they knew.
Yeah, they had Y2J signs.
Oh yeah, they were chanting Y2J even before the lights went out, for crying out loud.
Which would have sucked. For who, if it was not Jericho and they were chanting Y2J and then someone else came out, that would have been just awful for that person. So thank God it was Y2J.
I don't know. I'd have to say that would depend on who it was. I mean, there may be one or two people who could come out that could absolutely, you know, cause an even bigger swerve.
And we discussed them last night on the show, those other, you know, names that could, you know, have drawn that possibility.
Yeah, and of course that show on Sunday nights, every single Sunday night, the WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, on at 10 o'clock Eastern or immediately following every TNA and WWE pay-per-view.
Shill.
Thank you.
But the thing with this whole thing is, it was done well. He's a master of head games, Chris Jericho.
Yep.
That's for sure. I'm trying to, you know, scroll through, see what people are talking about on Twitter. People go.
Well, I read somewhere that, you know, somebody is a member of the WWE PG-13, tweeted, and it was retweeted. Could somebody please have CM Punk instruct Jericho on how to give a promo? Would be appreciated.
Well, what is living in the internet age now, there's nothing that really they can keep secrets from us anymore. I mean, we all knew it was going to be Jericho before he even appeared. That's really the only thing that they could do to get one over on us anymore. I mean, there were people camping out. I mean, not only with Jericho, but in the past, there are fans, you know, waiting at airports for people. I mean, I saw it in January with Karma and Kevin Nash. You know, I mean, there's just and I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but there just are no surprises anymore. So he certainly shook up everything. He got one over on us.
Well, yes, he did, but he did and he didn't at the same time. Again, for the casual, you know, the casual wrestling fan, definitely, he pulled one over on those who were believing his tweets, but. Again, for, you know, the IWC, as we like to be called, I guess, it's a simple case of, okay, Jericho is saying he's turning left, so everybody, get out of the way on the right side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone really believed Jericho anymore. this, I mean, the next time he'll tell us it's going to be him and we won't believe him, he'll show up. But it just, this is the only thing that they can do anymore, that we could say, oh, I didn't see that coming, because, you know, we're camped out at all the airports and everything, so no one's getting anything over on us much anymore.
Yeah, you have to wonder about it sometimes, don't you?
Nah, I don't know. I wouldn't have ordered the Rumble this last year if I had not heard that Karma and Nash were on their way. So I can't complain too much, but I'm overall happy with the way this one worked out.
And did Karma even show up at the Rumble? I don't think so.
No, she didn't, and I was pissed. That was the only reason. That's one or two reasons why I bought the Rumble, and she wasn't even there.
Well, now that Jericho is back, are you expecting to see him have any kind of major impact at Rumble this year?
I think it's going to start at that at some point. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be leading up to WrestleMania. Jericho's got such an ego. He would only come back for WrestleMania. So, I mean, and this is where the road to WrestleMania starts. So, I think he'll say something next week, hopefully, but whatever it is, it's going to start big time at the Rumble and then go all the way through to WrestleMania.
Well, if he says nothing about not saying anything tonight next week, then that will come across to me as weak. Whether he says it directly or implies it, then tonight winds up being weak. But as you know, until that happens, for now, despite what a lot of people are saying on Twitter and what's being trended, it was brilliant.
Maybe he'll pull a Rock and just not even show up. Maybe he'll send in some taped messages.
There you go. Yeah, Voodoo 77 Child saying in the chat room, CM Punk said he was going to beat Dude like a bitch. Of course, he's talking about Johnny Ace. And we know that that's what's going to happen. It's going to be CM Punk versus Laurinaitis. And I guess people are looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, everyone would be looking for that matchup.
Oh, yeah.
I at one point said it should happen in the Rumble, but I don't think, now we know, we have a world WWE title match at the Royal Rumble. It's Punk and Ziggler with Laurinaitis as the referee.
Yeah. So does that wind up being, does that match wind up being a WrestleMania match?
What?
Laurinaitis versus Punk.
Oh, God, no.
No? When are you putting it?
Elimination Chamber? Where else could it go?
Raw?
If it's not the Rumble.
It's got to go on a Raw.
You're figuring it'll be a Raw match and not a pay-per-view.
The Rumble's the only event where you could have done that, because the Rumble sells itself.
Okay, so with all of this leading up and going through the next two pay-per-views and into WrestleMania, are they going to put Punk and Jericho together? Everybody figures so. Do you guys think that this is the case?
I can't see how they wouldn't. Reason being is that whenever there's a huge event with two people like this, like look at The Rock and Cena. Every time you have a huge, I mean, they did it with Savage and Hogan, they did it with Rock and Cena, and they're going to do it with these two. Whenever you have two that just, we're all dying for them to go head to head, at some point there's always a match with their partners first. It's almost cliche.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the tiniest swerve, okay? Everybody's expecting Triple H versus Undertaker 2 or 3 at WrestleMania, 28?
Yes, 28.
Yeah.
Well, here's my swerve, and something that I can see it happening. Just, and Jackie Rock, if you follow my logic, you might understand why I'm saying this. This is one thing, I would potentially book. Everybody's expecting Punk versus Jericho. I'm throwing you a swerve. Jericho is not going after Punk. Jericho has an ego. Jericho is going to try to kill the streak.
That I would like so much more than Triple H and as Shawn Michaels as the referee.
Uh-huh.
That would be so much better, in my opinion.
Think about it. Just seriously think about it. Can you see CM Punk being put into some other kind of match, whether it's for the title or not for the title?
I like that a lot more. Yeah, I like that.
Wasn't that one of the ideas we tossed around a few weeks ago when we had this debate on who the Undertaker should face, and not everyone was, you know, I think we brought up Jericho once or twice, but I don't think it was one of the strong opinions on the match.
It, if I remember correctly, was the one that I was pushing forward, and everybody else was like, nah, that one happens, it's going to be Triple H again, it'll be
You know, they got to go again. They got to have a rematch. They got to have the rubber match. Right?
Yeah.
And
no, they.
Everybody
they don't.
About it, so.
one other thing about that, and that's a really good point. We're going to see Undertaker sometime in the next few weeks. We have to, you know. So, hopefully, I mean, we're going to see somebody. I mean, whoever it is he's going to be against, we're going to start seeing again sometime soon at this point. So Jericho did interject himself at a time where, you know, that's just very convenient. So, I mean, never know. I guess if we see Undertaker the next few weeks, that would be a good indicator.
Mm-hmm. Rock?
Except he's on SmackDown.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Rock?
It's so... I mean, that matchup works. In a way, it works. It's something different. I don't think there has ever been a Jericho-Undertaker feud.
Yeah, I smell a butt coming. Pardon the pun.
No, there was no butt coming. It's.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just trying to think, okay, you put Jericho with Undertaker. What then?
Well.
What do you do with Punk?
Here it is. Everybody's saying Ted DiBiase Jr. should be the guy to end the streak. Would you be upset if it was Jericho that ended the streak?
Jericho's not ending the streak.
First of all, I don't think the streak is ever going to end. So
you and I are in the same boat. You and I are in the same boat right here. Spug and I have, shall we say, differences of opinion on this.
But I'm totally with you. I don't think the streak is ever going to end. I think this is going to be the Undertaker's legacy. I mean, and not only I think it hurts the WWE for the streak to end because, you know, WWE doesn't get a whole lot of mention on ESPN and, you know, legitimate news sources, whatever. But the streak, I've seen them talk about impressive sports streaks, and Undertaker's streak has made it onto these shows. So I think it hurts the WWE for them to lose that kind of promotion from people like ESPN. But... Well, first of all, who's saying Ted DiBiase Jr. should end a streak?
That was Spug, and that was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. No offense to
because,
Spug, but no.
Well,
Ted DiBiase Jr. couldn't beat Jinder Mahal on SmackDown last week.
Yeah, well, hang on. I can understand his line of reasoning, and if they had built Jr. better, it might be a little bit more valid than we're all thinking it is right now. Who brought Undertaker into WWE at the time?
That's Spug's reasoning. Ted DiBiase
brought
him in. Yeah,
Ted DiBiase Sr.
Right? This is Spug's reasoning. His dad brought him in. The son should take him out. No, I totally disagree. First off, Rock, I forget what camp you're in. Kill the streak or let him retire undefeated at Mania.
The streak never ends.
Okay.
I think we had this conversation at some point in the past. Again, I get my show and the show mixed up from conversations. But who is at the Undertaker's level to even be, and I know I sound like such a fangirl, but who's at the Undertaker's level who's worthy to even face him at WrestleMania, let alone even possibly beat him?
You have Hunter, and you had Shawn at this in the point. Hunter's still at that level, and I guess Jericho is, and that guy who's fighting the actor.
Who's fighting the actor. I would even, Dwayne Johnson actually lives up to what we're led to believe that he's going to be sticking around and doing shit for pay-per-views and stuff like that after facing Cena at WrestleMania, I would lump him in with that group. I would say there are currently four people right now who are technically on the active roster who could be considered at that level. And Kane, I'm sorry, Jackie, ain't one of them.
No, actually, you know what? I agree with you on that. Just simply because that was kind of my knee-jerk reaction because Kane and The Undertaker have worked very closely behind the scenes. These two are pretty good friends. Would it be great? Yes, but they've already had two WrestleMania matches. And I'm the one who was sitting here bitching about, you can't have Taker. I mean, you can't have Shawn and Triple H because they've already faced him. So by my own logic, it could not be Kane. I don't think it's going to be The Rock simply because I don't see The Rock taking any serious bumps to put his pretty face and, you know, his body on the line so he can't make movies anymore.
You'll be surprised. Yeah. I bet he takes a lot of bumps at WrestleMania.
I don't see it. I don't have enough faith in The Rock at this point, to think that he would be willing to get into a match the caliber with someone like The Undertaker and then put his ass on the line to risk getting hurt and not be able to make $1 million on his next movie.
Oh, they would hold some kind of a stipulation match. Here's the thing, Jackie. When you do a match like they did last year at WrestleMania between Triple H and Undertaker, that kind of match, as violent as it looks, protects both guys in that ring twice as much if not more, than a standard, you know, a regular 1-2-3 pinfall match.
I just don't see it.
There's less chances for getting hurt, fewer chances for shit to go the wrong way, right?
I guess I could just be jaded by my own disappointment in The Rock and who he is when he's come back, rather than who he was when he left. But I just don't have enough faith in Rock to see it happening. I'd like to see it be Jericho personally.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, personally speaking, I'd be somewhat disappointed if after Mace actually sees Jericho's debut, he's as disappointed as Spud. And being a guy who works, in a wrestling ring once in a blue moon, Spud should not have been disappointed with what happened tonight.
Thought it was great.
Seriously, Rock?
Yeah, I get your point, and we'll hear what Spug's opinion is probably on Tuesday and on Sunday when we bring this back up. His initial reaction was, that was awful. We don't know, you know, maybe he was expecting more like I was, or I don't know. We'll find out when he graces the airwaves, just not tonight.
Well, that's my point. That's why I'm saying it was so awesome, is that you guys were expecting more, and you were left expecting more. However, after his, 7 minutes running around the ring and not saying a goddamn thing, teasing that he was going to talk, but no, getting the crowd all hyped up into, worked into a frenzy after frenzy after frenzy, and then, you know, fucking off, and you see that look in his eyes as he leaves.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
He's like, fuck you, I got you right where I want you. So,
exactly.
You know, whatever, you know, I already got your money, so shut up, to quote Billy Gunn. You know, so, and you know, all the cheering is, it's turned into, okay, why am I still cheering? I'm cheering still. Why? Wait, I'm not going to cheer. Fuck that. Hey, say something. Come on, you know, and all of a sudden they were getting frustrated.
Well, it became obvious, like the third or fourth time he went out in the crowd, I remember tweeting, is he getting these guys all excited just to let them down? And it seemed kind of obvious about halfway through that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because when he left the ring, he left the mic in the ring and didn't take it with him, so he was not going to be able to say anything.
Yeah,
you could tell that. And I had the same opinion as Jackie. You could just, okay, the first time, okay, you see sucking up, then okay, and then finally you saw where he was going.
Like 3 days ago, we were all internet fools, and he loves us 3 days later.
He's now playing us.
How does that work? I mean, that's not Chris Jericho. I mean, his second return disappointed me. You know, the Save Us Y2J shit. That disappointed me because that was playing to the crowd. When he comes out and he's all baby-faced because everybody's so happy. Hey, Chris Jericho's back. Yay. And I'm like, well, fuck, do something, impress me. Okay, well, Randy Orton's there cutting a promo. Blah, 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 blah. Randy's the heel. Great. Out comes Chris. Hey, guys, I'm a babyface. I'm sorry, but that shoe is the wrong size.
Did you see what The Rock wrote on Twitter about Chris Jericho's return?
No.
I am Jericho. Hell of a kick-ass return. Welcome back, my friend. Look forward to having some fun with you. Mongoose versus Fuckface Jones. He tweeted that on Twitter. Wow. Well, maybe it'll be The Rock and Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, except for that scene has already been booked. However, we know that card subject to change, and Daniel Bryan didn't hold on to the briefcase until WrestleMania. But now I'm looking at Twitter again, and I'm noticing that a few people are actually starting to talk about Jericho and Undertaker.
Yeah, I've seen that too on Twitter. People are really talking about that.
Okay, so there are. I'm not.
You're not alone, and I'm not. I wasn't disagreeing with you that it.
Oh no, I know you weren't disagreeing with me. I'm guess I'm just trying to convince those who don't.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Might be listening or something.
They might be listening. You know, who's out there? I don't know. Are you listening? Voodoo Child, are you listening?
Yeah, like, who's still here that's still listening and stuff like that and has an opinion and stuff like that?
Are you paying attention to us? Are we just talking to ourselves? Are we talking to Mace on the Archive? Hi, Mace.
Hi, Mace on the Archive. Thanks for calling in, by the way.
I mean, he just tweeted at me. Make sure you get the Archive up right after you're done so we can hear
us. I read that, yeah. Once again, everybody, call in. Talk about it. It's 267-297-1397. And that works cell phone or landline. Of course, if you have Skype, just Skypes are rocking.
Right.
Yeah.
See, it's good. I knew this would be a talk about subject. And that's what you want in wrestling. You want something that makes you think, makes you want to talk about it.
Makes you tune in next week.
But on the other side, how many people tuned in tonight won't tune in next week?
I don't see a lot of people who have tuned in tonight not tuning in next week because Jericho didn't say a freaking thing.
But how can you be? I mean, how can you? This was something that was just, how could you not have seen something like this was going to happen? Or at least not know the character of Chris Jericho enough to know this is the kind of shit that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one here was surprised or disappointed.
Well, no one was surprised or disappointed. Rock was saying that he was a little meh.
I feel like there's something missing. It's not disappointment, it's just, I wanted
it wasn't
more.
What you were hoping for.
I wanted a reason, okay? You want the reason.
You're not content to wait 7 days to hear the reason?
Will we get a reason in 7 days?
You know, oh come on, you know you're gonna get a reason next week.
Are you sure?
You know what, I have to agree with Rock on that. I'm not entirely sure that he'll...
I'm gonna throw this at Jackie. Why is Kane wearing the mask?
I don't know, goddammit. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's kind of one of those things, in my personal opinion of it, is that it's one of those things, just, there's a lot of things that are kind of going on WWE TV, right? Now they're kind of throwing back to the Attitude Era a bit. I guess maybe that. I honestly don't know. I don't see because the mask was supposed to be covering all these burns and scars and stuff, right? And it's supposed to be mysterious. Well, he doesn't have any burns. He doesn't have any scars. We know what he looks like, so it's really not about mystery anymore. So I don't know.
Well, here, just throw it out. Maybe he's wearing the mask to hold on the wig.
Right.
Just throwing it out there, you know.
Yeah. My friend Norma sent me a picture off of some fake Kane Brothers Destruction fangirl website. Someone snapped of him in a... Yeah, me say that, right? Someone snapped a picture of him in an airport, and I mean, we all knew that was his hair, but that picture proved it. That is not his hair. And it looks icky. And I don't like it. I don't like the mask either. No.
More airport stalking of wrestlers.
Right.
By the way, did you see Chris Jericho at the Canadian All-Pro show? I sure did.
Did you see that picture, Jackie?
I did not.
You can,
Rock, you gotta throw it up on Ustream.
Oh, go throw it up on Ustream. You can find it on the WTR Facebook as well. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Ooh. Or Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio.
Yeah, not Ustream, Justin TV. But you're too lazy to dig it up and put it on.
I'm
there
doing that too,
stuff.
But I'm saying.
I'm looking it up right now.
I was also pimping our Twitter and Facebook at the same time.
Oh,
Tim,
that's what you're doing. You're calling me a shill.
Yeah, I know. I'm a shill too, Tim. Don't you worry.
Oh, I don't worry one bit. You see, I know exactly what we're doing.
By the way, like us and follow us. Now it's up on your screen.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you look really carefully, you'll see some guy standing there watching the action in the ring. Rock, if you're able to, like, do an arrow or something like that, just to point it out, just in case people can't see it.
That is, oh, my God, you guys, he showed up to your show. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah,
Chris Jericho. Yeah, there's the arrow. And, of course, the arrow was drawn about 40 seconds before I pointed it out. But, yeah, that's Chris Jericho watching the All-American Steve Rivers doing a snap takeover on Strife in the ring.
Chris Jericho was also backstage at Raw, too. Did you know that?
Wow, really?
He was. While CM Punk was signing his photographs for the evening. It's Jericho, too.
You see in the background the guy holding a suitcase.
I saw that picture earlier today.
What'd I say about that picture, Rock?
Yeah, fuck you.
I see you covered him up. Yeah, okay.
Fuck you, Tim.
It was to me funny.
It it was. I was having fun with Photoshop. What do you want from me? I wasn't worried about the shoes, Tim. More or less trying to make it look like he's actually there.
There you go. I'm just sending that to Jackie.
I think she got it.
As soon as I saw the picture, that's the first thing I said.
You know what? Fuck you. I don't see you doing it. Excuse me, mister. I upload pictures that are rotated sideways.
Well, hey, I didn't know they were rotated sideways when I sent them because they were coming up perfectly normal. And, of course, we're talking about photos from the last Canadian All Pro Wrestling Show, which you can actually see for legit real if you go to www.canadianallpro.com.
Click on the word gallery, and you can see all the pictures from season's beatings.
Yeah, season's beatings. Not one syllable of that name was overused this Christmas season.
No.
Wow.
Where were we now? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Chris Jericho showing up everywhere.
And the cane, why is he wearing his mask? I would like to turn around and pose that question to you guys. Because I don't know. Why is Kane wearing his mask?
Retro. It's just, you know, why did Taker go back to being the dead man after the biker gimmick? For the longest time after his mask was removed, all I heard were, you know, whines from fans. I want him to wear the mask again. Put the mask back on.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing. When he had the mask on before, fucking fickle fans, he needs to take off the mask. So he took off the mask, and now he's had it off for like a decade. No, he needs to put back on the mask. Oh, my God.
I have not once heard anybody say he needs to take off that mask when he first initially had it on.
I did. Because the character's getting stale, the character's getting old, the big slow monster thing is only going to go so far, he needs to do something different, he needs to take off the mask, and I was like, okay, and then he took it off, and now they're all bitching that he needs to put it back on, because the big slow large monster heel gimmick is so awesome, which is the exact reason everyone was saying he should take it off to begin with when he had it before. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
My question for you, Jackie, seeing as you're so juicy for Kane, you should know. How much weight did he drop during his time off?
I don't know. You can definitely tell that he has lost some. One of my friends, Norma, well, I mentioned her earlier, sent me a picture that was posted on the Facebook page of the Tennessee Liberty Alliance, which is a Tennessee libertarian group that Glenn Jacobs belongs to. And there was a picture of him there with the host of a local radio show. And you can tell at that point he had dropped some weight. I wouldn't, maybe 20 or 30 pounds. I couldn't tell. He's so big anyway. It's really hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. No, he looks about 40 pounds thinner in the gut. A good 40 pounds thinner in the gut to me.
Could very well be. Yeah. See, he's got that damn singlet on, and I can't see him anymore, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Aw, poor girl. Just watching the replay of Raw up here in Canada on the Score. Of course, they replay Raw about 45 minutes after it goes off the air. And they just played the first of the promos before going to a commercial break, where you see the girl looking into the camera and she's smiling, and then it goes to commercial. Is there any significance to having that girl there?
Was she hot? To be frank, that's probably why.
Okay, well, if I were to say yes, then I would be the first person to get on the phone and contact social services and have me arrested. For,
why? How old was she?
Like 11.
The girl in the Jericho promo?
Yes.
Yeah, she's like young.
Okay, my bad. I didn't notice.
We know that Tim spent his New Year's playing with boys.
Enough of that right now. I spent New Year's Eve with my son.
I know.
Do not be making jokes about that.
I know.
I will kick your ass right through the telephone line.
Yeah. Right. Okay, then I would like to see it first. Anyway.
My point being, Stephanie McMahon has lately been doing more aggressive promoting. It has been made known that she has been working out and getting herself all toned up, and after having three kids, she's apparently back to looking almost like she's got a diva's body. A diva's body that's like 41 years old now, but nonetheless.
Is she 41?
No way, really? She's 41?
That's my first thought. I don't think she's 41. I think she's in her 30s.
In her mid-30s.
Well, she's probably in her late 30s, yeah. I'm just thinking Triple H is about 44 now, so.
She's 35.
Okay, there you go.
That's what Google does for you.
Anyway, the point being, I've heard and read stories about her being out there aggressively doing promotion and stuff like that, and she's been working out and getting in shape and things like that. You do remember when Y2J and Stephanie were a team?
We talked about that. Didn't we talk about this on the show? I think maybe
it was briefly mentioned. I think Mace brought it up.
I think Mace. I think also Jackie talked about it too. That she's a Stephanie McMahon mark.
I am.
That
now,
we could that Stephanie could play a role and.
You see, Stephanie could be even quieter about it than Y2J, because there's no promos for her individually. We see these promos, oh, that's got to be Jericho. Oh, do you think it's Jericho? It sort of has an Undertaker tone to it, but no, I think it's Jericho. Okay, so what's with the chick? I don't know. Steph doesn't need her own promo. It's built in.
Yeah. Well, sure, her and Y2J have quite a history. I mean, they were a team. They were not a team, and they were very much against each other. He was making fun of her breast implants and all that kind of stuff. So she could fit in either way.
Yeah, to be fair, Jackie, 95% of the roster was making fun of her breast implants.
Yeah, but he did it best, I thought.
I think he and The Rock were tied.
He and The Rock, yeah. Stone Cold, yeah.
Because The Rock had a few choice lines.
Yeah,
and she was kind of like on TV and then off TV. I don't recall seeing her on TV again after she offered to shake Punk's hand and he said no, he wouldn't shake it because he knows where it's been. I don't recall seeing her anytime since then.
Yeah. So what are the chances? Maybe she comes out next week with Jericho.
Or maybe she just comes out alone?
Or ahead of Jericho?
Well, he's established himself as a heel, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be a heel, so it's like, it could be.
Seriously, has Stephanie ever been anything other than a heel for most of her time on camera?
I think the only time she's ever not been a heel was that time she was, like, abducted by The Undertaker.
Beaten up by her dad?
Oh, that's right. She was a face then, too, wasn't she?
When she was the GM of SmackDown, she was basically a babyface for, like, 2 years. And since she's been back, she's had, she comes back as a face most times.
And well, comes off as heel afterwards.
Well, yeah. she and Shane were, there were some, I don't know where they got that idea from, but because there was a boy and a girl, she was one of the ones that people thought were coming back tonight.
So. I did see that, but Shane is done with WWE. He's got some kind of TV deal thing going on in China.
China, yeah. I don't think he and Linda are ever coming back, so I don't know where people got that idea from.
Yeah, no, Linda's going to make another run at what is it down in the States there? She's going after the Senate seat.
Senate shot, yeah.
Yeah, so that, she's going to give it one more go. Spend another $25 million of McMahon's money doing it.
Not this time. She's actually taking funding this time.
Well, yeah, sure. And who's her biggest contributor? WWE. Look at the paperwork.
You know, I've read something in her ad. She's not even using the name McMahon this time around.
Oh, she's going back to her maiden name?
No, she's just using... It says Linda.
She's just using Linda.
She's just using Linda in the ads. And in really small print, it says McMahon.
She's trying to separate herself from Vince.
You know what the hell? It worked for sure. Well, it did. When Cher was married, her name was Cher Bono.
So, going back to the whole Jericho Taker thing,
yeah,
that's your long run. What? It, Jericho comes back. What is his reasoning for going after Streak? Just to go after Streak? That's his reason for returning? Simple as that?
It's established that Chris Jericho has, whether it's real, it's real, by the way, or in the world of WWE, he's got an ego bigger than Mount Rushmore.
No shit.
This is established. This is fact. Okay? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, Y2J, you're coming back. CM Punk has been saying he's best in the world. Your catchphrase is, you're the best in the world at what you do. So why don't you beat the hell out of Punk for stealing his catchphrase only to do the job for CM Punk? Why? CM Punk doesn't need the rub. That's what that is. That's what that would be if it was Y2J versus CM Punk at WrestleMania 28. That is one of the main reasons why I would not book that. CM Punk does not need that rub. He got the rub from John Cena. John Cena's not getting a rub from The Rock. That's just a feel-good match for people who remember The Rock from the Attitude Era and love to chant, Cena sucks. That's just, all that is ticket sales. That has no ulterior purpose to it. Putting Jericho and Punk, I don't see any reason for doing that, Jackie.
I don't either. I don't think these two need each other. I cannot see Chris Jericho coming out of his retirement, I don't know if it was retirement, but coming off of his break, whatever you want to call it, doing his music and everything else that he's been doing to come back and give the rub to CM Punk when he is quite clearly, he doesn't need it. A chance to stop the streak? That seems a bit more up his alley, especially at his ego. A lot of people have said that the match with The Undertaker at WrestleMania is almost as big, if not bigger, than the title picture. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to come back and stay back long enough to win the title. He's not going to come back to lose a main event shot at WrestleMania. But The Undertaker streak, that might be a bit more of what he's looking for.
Being a booker. I'm tying everything together. So, we're talking about Stephanie McMahon being in control and all that fun stuff with Jericho. Triple H couldn't get the job done, so Stephanie recruits Jericho to take out the streak to get revenge for everything that happened 12 years ago. At this point,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just trying to find connections of everything. Why Stephanie would be with Jericho when they would go after Taker and.
Well, you brought it up like a half an hour ago, I think it was. Right? Does Stephanie not have, possibly, if the storyline is written properly, a reason to get revenge on Undertaker?
From what? The 11 years, 12 years ago abduction angle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I'm trying to, you know, piece everything together.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense, but are we supposed to remember?
That's what I was just going to say. How many people are going to remember that?
How many people are going to forget it once it's flashed back up on the Jumbotron? When she shows up and starts talking about it?
I just don't know if that much history, I mean, if we have to go back more than 10 years, if that's a worthy reason to have a WrestleMania-level match in 2012.
And this gets Triple H involved.
Now, that would be interesting, because Stephanie McMahon has the power she is. If she is, Triple H is the COO. Imagine them in that scenario on opposite sides.
In Triple H's last promo, he talked about how The Undertaker's done.
Yep.
And if The Undertaker comes back, it's like, maybe he's not done. People are expecting there to be Hunter, and then the swerve is Jericho. I'm just...
No, we're all kind of just grasping.
I'm just grasping at straws, throwing ideas out there. You don't know. And that's the good thing about wrestling. Going back to, okay, I felt like let down by the whole how it came out. This is what you like, though.
Yeah.
The questions, anticipation of it all.
Anticipation, the intangibles.
Right, and all that stuff. It's what makes wrestling interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They like to swerve us. And, you know, we're going one way. They could also go a whole different other way with this too, and you don't know what it would be either.
And the problem, naturally, in this day and age, is you can't do what you did in 1999 up to 2003.
Right.
Because it's not up to the minute, it's up to the freaking nanosecond. Somebody's going to tweet something, and then more legitimate sources are going to see that tweet, and they're going to try to follow it up. And it's, you know, like throwing a bowl of spaghetti against the fridge. Eventually, something's going to stick.
And here we are again. Last week, we were sitting here, even last night, we were all sitting here talking about, well, we were all basically convinced it was Jericho, so what's he going to do and what's going to happen? And here we are tonight, and we're still talking about the same thing. What's he going to do? What's going to happen?
Meanwhile, I'm answering a text message here.
As he's not great at multitasking, that's why he goes quiet.
I am really good at multitasking for a guy, anyway.
Well, and although this brings up another question, you know, we talked about the possibility of a Jericho versus Taker, and when this whole thing started, this, all these promotions started what felt like decades ago. Oh my God. Is it going to be Taker or was it going to be Jericho? Was it be Taker or Jericho? Okay, so now we know it's Jericho. So what do you guys think about how will Undertaker manifest himself between now and what's got to be at least a month from now if he's going to be appearing at WrestleMania? I mean, do we see him possibly defending John Cena against his brother or something? I mean, how?
Why?
Well, he's got to find a way to appear somehow. He's got to make his way on the television.
Taker returned when? Mid-February last year? The 21st or something? February?
Yeah, it was February after being buried alive in October. Yeah,
2/21/11, I think the date was. Yeah. So he has then, that gives him 6 weeks. All accounts have him coming out after the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. No reason for him to come out before, really. I mean,
because you're not putting him in the Rumble. It's
no, for all intents and purposes, Taker's retired, except for WrestleMania. Now, maybe after he hits 20-0, he hangs him up for good.
Most likely, which is disappointing, but it's got to happen at some point.
But at the same time, you know, 20 straight victories throughout 20 straight WrestleManias.
Well, it's not 20 straight WrestleManias, but...
Well, you know what I'm talking, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, I just want to make sure everyone else knows what you mean.
Okay, it wasn't consecutive. My apologies for misleading people.
Yes.
Jeez, like people listening wouldn't figure it out.
Well, Tim... You always say we have to dumb everything down for people.
Well, that's only when you build websites for people who don't know what websites are all about.
But sometimes you have to dumb it down for some people, just to make sure they understand the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, and here I am trying to steer you away from saying stuff like that live on the air for people who are, you know, might
be listening. No one listening to this show.
Might be listening for the first time.
Okay.
I ain't stupid. What the
fine.
Fuck?
Fine. We're slowing everything
down. Up yours. I'm going to Walmart, you know?
Fine. We're slowing everything down so Mace can understand it perfectly. I just have to throw his name out there every few seconds, because he'll say something at work to himself when he's listening to it. It's the whole point. Get a reaction out of him. A dick. Anyway, don't worry.
Oi. That's all I'm going
to... Oi.
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 So, there's a lot of questions. Now, here's a question. Is this a short term for Jericho, or is it a long term?
Short term.
Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely short term for Chris. He's got some kind of a deal going on where he's going to work a short time.
Yeah.
Bugger off, do his own thing. And then he's not really going away this time around. He's going to be doing his thing. And then bugger on off to do his other thing, and he'll be around. It's it'll be sort of like what The Rock is doing, but a little bit more prominent.
So it's
I'm gonna actually show up to a show.
So this is streak or die for Jericho, in your opinion?
Yes.
Streak or fuck you, I'm gone for 3 months to go play in a band.
It's simpler to just hashtag streak or die, not fuck off and go and play with the band. That's you only have 140 characters on Twitter.
Okay. So
see what I was doing there.
Yeah, I caught what you were doing.
Yeah. Okay. Just pay attention to me.
But I just had to make sure my point was made over yours. Because I have the ego of Chris Jericho, apparently.
Don't all Canadians?
Only us good ones. Ow!
See?
Phantom bitch slap from somebody in Ohio. Anyway!
There's other things that happen on Raw, too. This is a Raw post.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, this is supposed to be Raw, not Chris Jericho talk.
Chris Jericho talk live.
There you go. Wade Barrett.
And Santino Marella.
Meh.
Choo Choo Train, that was hilarious.
Filler. That's all it is.
Yeah,
filler.
However,
Santino's still gold.
Yeah. That's the point. He is awesome.
Yep.
The John Cena promo.
It's John Cena. Meh.
The crowd.
Sorry, Mace.
Yeah. Buy it at the shop. CBRadar.EWZone.com. Meh. T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I need is to get an email tomorrow morning from some Australian attorney, cease and desist. You must not use the word meh without paying some kind of a royalty.
That's what I'm saying. Buy the shirt, the shot glass. Buy it now. Meh. We had that. We had the John Cena promo. Daniel Bryan came out as the world champion. They seem to have lost confidence in him as the champion.
I'm not so sure I'd say that.
The opening match for your world champion.
I could not imagine why they would have lost any hope in him. I mean, yeah, the ratings had gone down, but there were some really good points made by Alan on my podcast. Look at what's been on TV. I mean, there's Monday Night Football and all these sitcoms stuff, and it would be stupid for them to lay it at CM Punk and Zack Ryder's feet if ratings are going down.
Well, just let me interrupt here. Speaking about ratings going down and they're looking for a fall guy or a scapegoat, and they blame CM Punk, and they blame Daniel Bryan, and they blame this guy, and they blame that guy. They have finally, and I can't remember where I read this, but it's a reliable source. It's 95% accurate. They're saying now that it's Michael Cole burying the talent too much.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Boy, we haven't said that forever.
Even before that was, right?
I think we've been saying that for months.
I would be happy if we could get just Michael Cole on one show. Just whatever, just leave him on one show. I don't care what show.
Leave him on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Works for me. Put him on Superstars and leave his ass there. I don't care. Just put him on one show.
Yeah, just don't ruin NXT. But yeah, that's the big thing right there. We last year, did we not? Correct me if I'm wrong on this one, Rock. Did we not figure, okay, well, Michael Cole will drop the heel persona, the heel and answer shit, once the blow off match with Jerry Lawler happens and he has his ass handed to him.
And he did, kind of, for like a few weeks. He was, wasn't really the annoying Michael Cole, and then Vince McMahon gets back in his ear and goes, say this, and he's back to being the annoying Michael Cole.
Uh-huh.
It's Vince McMahon's way of getting his opinion out there without really getting it out there.
And what sucks is that they wrestled in a dark match today. Lawler whooped his ass after Raw. We didn't get to see it.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Well, that was for Memphis during Lawler. He actually got one in his hometown. That's surprising.
That's why it wasn't on TV.
Yeah. But what was on TV was R-Truth going quack, 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 quack.
That's Booker's line.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Booker saying quack, quack, quack would just sound a little bit more authentic as a duck. Think about it.
Booker T says, shucky ducky quack, quack.
Shucky ducky quack, quack. I mean, you're like, you know.
And he says it for no reason.
I think he's ogling a female whenever he says that.
Well, the one time I caught him doing that, he was looking at Alicia Fox. Hell, she comes out, I'll say shucky ducky quack quack.
God.
But I'll use different words.
Oh.
Never mind, you just shut up. I don't know. Overall impressions of Raw tonight, Jackie?
It was good overall. It was just really, it was really hard to focus on everything else that was on TV because everybody was just, people were just wanting them to open with Jericho. So it was, I mean, it was good what I caught of it, but it was like, okay, I'm staring at my watch and the time on my computer. Can we just bring out Jericho and bring out Kane and get it over with? But what have I caught? I liked, the thing with R-Truth was funny. Good building heat between Laurinaitis and CM Punk. So what I caught, I liked. But to be frank, I was distracted through much of the show. I just wanted them to get on with bringing out Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised that they left it till near the end. I am somewhat surprised that he wasn't the very last thing. Now, wouldn't that have been the cliffhanger of the night?
Yeah, to sign off on that? That would have been perfect. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Well, because it was John Cena in the main event.
And that goes back to ratings. Vince is scared now. As you know, your WWE title match was at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Vince is scared at the moment of the ratings, and that's why John Cena, for a second week, closed out the show when his angle could have been elsewhere in the show.
It could have closed the first hour or started the second hour and not been out of place.
Right.
You want to see ratings skyrocket for the overrun? That's where you put Jericho in. You got all these people, they're champing at the bit. They know it's Jericho, they just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You got these casual fans tuned in for the first time in months. They don't know who the hell it is, they want to see it. How do you get somebody to continue watching your program from start to finish? You tease, you tease, you tease, you don't deliver, you tease, you tease, you stroke, you tease, you tease. Bang!
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even pushing back John Cena would have pushed Kane back, but I still agree with you guys. I mean, that would have been the perfect way to sign off the air with that look that Jericho had on his face, have the little copyright logo on the bottom corner of the screen, and then fade to black. That would have been perfect.
But that would have been. And that's honestly the only real disappointment I have over the night is that they didn't close it with Chris.
And that's how I thought they were going to close. I thought, you know, it would... The first time he came in, it was the 10 o'clock hour, 99. Last time it was in the overrun, him doing his, you know, dramatic running, and the Olympic runner running, and then Jericho stops him, and he interrupts Orton. That was at the overrun hour. This was, you know, this was one of their dead... Everyone tunes out at 10:30.
Yep.
This could have been WWE, you know, back to ratings, you know, trying to pop a rating for that quarter hour.
Which is ridiculous because they could have had the rating. They could have done a lot more teasing leading up to the overrun.
Right, but, you know, it's...
They used to do stuff like that back late 90s, early 2000. Attitude Era was still going strong, and they were still drawing ratings of, 7 and 8 and stuff like that. And they would tease you the entire night long. They would write up for the last quarter hour... leading into the overrun, almost nauseate you with it. You know, don't go anywhere. It's coming up. It's coming up. Something's about to happen. It's coming up. Whatever the hell it is.
Right, and they never acknowledge Jericho, the whole campaign, anyhow, on air for some odd reason. But that was the whole mystery behind it. They're worried about ratings, and you can clearly tell how everything's positioned. They're worried about these ratings. Something spooked them. With those numbers.
Well, wouldn't you be spooked by those numbers? Of course, at the same time, you got to look at the time of the year. Their numbers are always soft this time of the year.
It's not the overall rating. It's the quarter hour ratings that are spooking them.
Yeah.
Because they hit the 56,000, you know, extra people number back in 97, which was a low point from them when they were at their lowest rating point.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared. That's all.
Well, I think that they, and again, this goes back to Michael Cole. They got it, and you know, it was good. It's good for a short program, but not for a year and 3 months. Your lead announcer is supposed to be the super baby face. Not just the baby face, but the super baby face. He's supposed to be the glue that keeps all of the positive together while the negative runs the undercurrent.
And they know they fucked up. Even Jim Ross tweeted today about, in Michael Cole's defense, why he's been doing that. So, I mean, when you got Jim Ross sticking up for Michael Cole, they're trying to use Ross to explain why they're doing it, and I think they realize they kind of fucked it up. You're burying your own product on the air.
Exactly, and you can't do that. You cannot have your lead bury the product. It's not, it's a tried and true method. It's the sidekick, and like it or not, Jerry Lawler is sitting in the sidekick chair. As the sidekick, he cannot be the lead announcer because he's not the guy that propels the story. He's not the guy that propels the action. The guy calling the moves in the ring is the guy propelling everything. He's the guy steering the ship. And if you want to know why your ratings are starting to suck ass, people are past being sick and tired of Michael fucking Cole.
Lawler is not sitting in the heel chair anymore. He's sitting in the face chair now. So if they're going to turn, well, I don't want to say turn Michael Cole heel, but they're going to get him to back the hell off of everybody. You can't have two heels doing commentary. I think they just don't want to make whatever changes would have to be made in order to go back to what has classically worked. Lawler's not going to go back to being heel, but Cole's not going to become a face. And if he does become face, we have two faces. They'd have to either interject a third person to be the heel or get rid of either Cole or Lawler. And it's too much work honestly, for them to think about it. Or maybe for some reason they can't make the change.
Well, let's face facts. Jerry Lawler has not been full out heel color in pretty much 10 years.
Right.
You know, a decade, like Rock was saying. Right? And that's perfectly fine. They found a winning formula, a working formula, Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler. And the two of them were able to carry the entire show. It was, super babyface with semi-babyface. Let's call Jerry semi-babyface. And that's fine and dandy. He hasn't screamed out puppies in a long time, which was sort of like a heel thing to do. Even though it's all, you know, accepted, it's fun, it's enjoyable, and it's like, yeah, puppies, you know. Mm-hmm.
Who would hate him for saying that but me?
What's that?
I mean, who would hate Lawler for screaming puppies but me? I mean, I know you guys were doing it.
Well, why would you hate it, Jackie?
Because that's just so old man. I don't want to say chauvinistic, but that's just like such dirty, pervy old guys eyeballing and winking at the younger women. That's meh.
Well, that's Jerry Lawler. How do you think he finds his future
wife? His 18, 19-year-old girlfriends, yeah.
He hangs outside the college. I mean, you know.
Was he hanging outside of college? Wasn't it high school before?
Well, you know, I'm thinking, okay, high school, that might be a little bit too politically incorrect because majority of girls in high school are 17 at their oldest and not 18.
But he tends to chase after 18, 19, 20-year-old girls.
It just it reminds me of Matthew McConaughey's line in, what was that movie? Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I think.
Oh, I get older, they still stay the same age or something like that. Yeah.
We're like high school girls. I keep getting older. I keep staying the same age.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but he's screaming puppies. He's celebrating boobs. I mean, that's what men do. They celebrate boobs.
And what's wrong with that, Jack?
I'm a woman. I don't celebrate boobs.
Well, you see, there it is. It's a fact of life. You got boobs, we're going to drool over them.
Yes, yes.
You know? Big ones, small ones, real ones, fake ones. You know, we had a similar discussion last night.
Yes.
So, But no, you know, back to what we were saying is, we really went off course here. Thanks to Jackie talking about women's tits.
Sorry. Should have known better.
Here we go.
Too bad Spug's not here.
Oh yeah, no, it's probably a good thing he's not here because we'd still be talking about his porn collection by now. And his open marriage and all this other shit. Anyway. They had the winning formula with Ross and Lawler. They tampered with it. First with Joey Styles, then with Mike Adamly. They did what you suggested. They added a third person so they could have two baby faces and a, you know, one that wasn't so baby face. None of it worked. If they can't bring back Jim Ross, they have to find somebody who could do what Ross did.
But here's my question. Why can't they bring back Jim Ross?
Vince doesn't like him.
Oh my God.
Him and Kevin Dunn, don't think he's great for television.
Well, gee, what do the ratings say?
It's called bullheaded, old-fashioned, mule-headed stubbornness.
That too, and here's the question.
Do her nipples shoot laser beam?
Oh, God.
Could you just play that one more time? I kind of missed it.
Do her nipples shoot laser beams?
Can her nipples shoot laser beams?
Now, who's he asking that of?
I don't know. I think he was asking Omega.
Okay, so they were doing like the geek talk about some kind of robot woman.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that had to come from OTL.
It was might have been after OTL because we had this. To play. There we go.
You know what? It would be awesome. Now if I could just get my wife's vagina to play the Mario sewer thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was worried for a second he was talking about Jackie's nipples. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Jackie.
Hey, you don't know. Maybe my nipples do shoot laser beams.
Proof or it didn't happen.
They are magical after all.
Yeah, well, we'll talk later. Jerry Lawler's not the only one who's able to be a dirty old man. Never
not,
mind.
Not even gonna touch the
I just
one.
Said never mind.
I mean, look
where
at
the hell
I'm
is Mace when I need him?
In the case you just missed that because Tim talked over it.
I mean, look at me. I'm a lesbian.
Stop that. Can't believe I said that one out loud. Okay, now that we totally derailed this entire thing. Yeah, are we done for the night?
If you want to be, you can be done.
We've gone to CM Punk, to Jericho, to Undertaker, to Boobs, to Mace and Spug, back to Boobs. I think we've covered just about everything.
Except for Spug's wife's talking vagina. Or, I'm sorry, singing... Is
singing,
it singing?
The Mario sewer thing.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard vaginas sing. It's not as pretty as one might think.
And just to make sure everyone hears it.
Go suck my dick.
Exactly.
My 1-inch long, incredibly tiny dick.
Oh my God.
One learns to be careful what one says when Rock is recording shit.
I know.
Yeah. So what were you saying about your nipples, Jackie?
Nothing. I've probably already dug myself a hole.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll talk after the show. Anyway, what was that thing that you played to open up this thing, Rock?
The Jericho bumper?
No, before that, or after that.
The opening of the show?
Yeah.
What about it?
What the hell was that?
What, the intro song?
Yeah.
It's our intro song. You don't know, you've never heard our intro song before? It's a weird, wacky, unusual, you know, thing. Why?
It's very hard to understand, but it's cute.
Yes, it's...
Yeah
so everyone's heard it who's listened to the show for the 8 episodes or so we've done.
Well, there you go. So.
And it was sent to
anyway.
It was sent to you when it was created, but I guess you don't listen to it.
Oh, I never pay attention to anything you send me. It all goes into this folder shit Rock sends me.
Yeah, like the one I have that says shit Tim sends me.
There you go. Yep. Alright.
So we're gonna wrap the show up now?
Yeah, we might as well wrap things up. Just wanted to let everybody, know, Tuesday night, tomorrow night, Alan Wojcik's gonna be talking to people.
The War Machine, the Man Beast, Rhino.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday night, shit happens at midnight or as close as I can get it. The program's called CB Radio, and that's short for cigarette butts and bandanas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, of course, nice Sunday night, WTR, Sunday Night Rough Talk Radio, will be on right after TNA's latest pay-per-view offering, giving you a review. We'll just say, Alan, what'd you think, and let him talk for half an hour before we get rid of him. And we'll be done with that and move on to other stuff. Sunday night after the pay-per-view.
Yeah, we'll probably be talking about what we talked about here for an hour and a half. Almost.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I gotta wish JR a happy 60th birthday. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll wait until midnight Mountain Standard Time before I say happy birthday, JR. I just want to, those of you who might be in the Calgary area, don't forget to check out the next show, Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, located at the Border Crossing Arena. It's 1814, 36 feet southeast Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's going to be off the hook. Our main events. Fans bring the weapons. We'll find out if Keishi Matsunaga finally gets a little bit of revenge on Steven Styles, who, by the way, at my authorization, was fined by the general manager, Vinnie Fever, $500, basically for being a real dick the last two shows. Check out www.canadianallpro.com for more information. Watch video of our shows. Like us on Facebook, Canadian All Pro Wrestling. Join our group. Facebook.com/group/ Canadian All Pro. Check out Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Like us there and get interactive, yes, sons and guns. Have a great week, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye.
This one's for me.